Still the Yorshin was Zeicher ready. So I tell you the same thing the opposite way. Kach, the same halach applies Mu'atim. If at the time the father died there was a small amount of money, only the exact $1,500, even though when his rabble later got worth more, so what? Zochu ben Yorshin, Rashi learns. That means the Yorshin of the one that had less of a ksuba, he was Zeicher. In other words, we go Basa B'Shas Misa. At the time the father died, that's when Yerusha is supposed to take place. At that time, the property was only worth exactly $1,500. So therefore, we don't say Ksuba's Bona Dichrin. So at that time, the Dlocher is, each kid gets an equal share. Therefore, the kid that his mother's Ksuba was only $500 has the right to collect $750. Now, once he got the right to keep it, he does not have to give it up. Mor says the Maisa, Lahu Gabrud was a person. Teve Maski Bey Alfizuzi. He owed somebody $1,000. He borrowed $1,000. Hevele Treya Padne. He had two pieces of land, two palaces. He had two houses. Zavin Nochode Bechomishmeya. He sold one house for $500. Vechode Bechomishmeya. The second house he sold for $500. And vice versa, he used up the money. And now he's left with nothing. This guy has no money and no property. Now also Balchoy. The Malva that lent him $1,000 is now coming, collecting, saying, give me back my money. So the guy says, I'm broke, I don't have a penny to my name. Okay, but your land is meshuba to me. Listen, I have a shtar, so the property that you sold is meshuba to me. I have a right now to go to those people that bought your land, your house, and take it back. That's what happened. Also, b'achoyv torfu l'chodi minayu. He went to one of the persons that bought the house and took it away from them. Listen, my shtar comes first. I have a right to collect from meshubadim. Then he went to the second person that bought the second house and also took it away from him. Because he has a $1,000 loan, and each house is worth $500. So that's the way he went to collect his $1,000. So now what happened was, the second buyer, the one that bought the second house, did like this. Shokal Alpha Zuzi went over to him and took $1,000 in his hand. And said like this. Because of Lagabe, he went over to this Malva, to this person that collected back these two houses, and said like this. If this house that you took right now was worth $1,000, very good. Here's the $1,000. In other words, and give me back the house, let me keep my house. If not, listen then, take this $1,000 and that's it. Here's $1,000 and that's it. Give me back both houses then. Can I get back both houses? Like you only had a right to collect $1,000. And listen, here's $1,000 now, so don't bother me. The Rashi says, Ishav, he told me this, Ishav l'chu hu chodesh, the one house that you're taking away, if you want to keep that for $1,000, and leave me the second house, very good. That's what he told me. He told me like this, you took already one house. So if you want to consider that house like it's worth $1,000, okay. Just keep the first house, and let me keep the second house. But if you don't want to keep the first house, for the value of $1,000, listen, I'll give you now $1,000, and give me back both properties. All you have a right to keep is $1,000, here's your $1,000. So do we listen to him or not? That's our Mishnah, that you can't do this. The Mishnah says, the Momru Yisoymin, if the Yisoymin of the kids that the Ksub is worth more says, Hareyonu Ma'alim Anilsi Avinu Yafadiner, we're going to make believe as if the father's property is worth more than it's really worth. We don't listen to him. Seriously, you have no right to make the property worth more than it's really worth. Omle Rav said back, no midomi, what does one have to do with the other? Hosim and our Mishnah is Leif Seda, Liasme. And now our Mishnah, one kids are going to lose out. In other words, since one kid's, their mother's soup is only 500. The other kid, his mother's soup is 1,000. So true, the way it is right now that their property is exactly 1,500, that there's no ksubas banadichrin, so the second kid, that their mother's soup is only worth 500, is going to gain on the deal. They're going to get now 750. Whereas if the other kids are going to make the property worth more, so then they'll collect $1,000, and the other kids will only get 500. So you want those kids to make business on the property, to make the property worth more, to make the other kids lose out, that you don't say. But Hoch, in this case, Sovir is doing the right thing. Me, Islay, say, is he losing out anything over here? Alpha Yoyiv, the Alpha Shokel, the guy lent $1,000. And now the guy that has the field is saying, here's $1,000 back. Slamaisi, you're getting paid back the money you got. So therefore, he has a right to say, give me back this property right now, and I'm paying you $1,000 for it. So the kid, so the guy gets back his property for $1,000. Now, v'tirfa b'kama kasvinim. Comes out the second buyer, when the property was taken away from him, it costed him $1,000 to keep the property. So he, Mustam, bought the property, also v'achrayis. So he's going to go back to the person that sold him to collect his money. The question is, how much money does he have a right to collect now? So Ravina Amar Bialfa, he has a right to get back $1,000. Since he ended up paying $1,000 for his karka, for his land to keep it, he has a right later to collect $1,000 for it. Rabbi Avihu Amar no, b'chamish meya, you only have a right to collect $500. That's how much the property is really worth. That you paid $1,000, that you did on your own, nobody asked you to do it. Like for you, it was worth $1,000, that's why you paid $1,000 to keep it, that's what you did. But now when you want to get your money back from the person that sold it to you, you can't get back more than $500. That's how much the property is really worth. And that's takat halacha v'hilchos. So the halacha is, b'chamish meya, that you only have a right to collect back now $500. In other words, you bought this house for $500. Now when the malva wanted to take it away from you, you paid him $1,000 to keep it. That was your own business. You shouldn't have done it. So therefore, when you have a right now to collect back from the loiva, from the person you bought the house from, you could only collect back the $500 that really was worth, not more. This is another story like this. A who garv, another case, another person, teve maski be meyazuzi. He owed somebody $100. He owed $100. Hevele tre kitina diarya. He had two small pieces of land. Chad zvinu bechamshin. One he sold to somebody for $50. Vechad bechamshin, and the second land he sold for $50. So the kids are now also balchayv. The balchayv came back and said, listen, I lent you $100. Pay it up. The guy says, I'm broke. I don't have a penny to my name. And my two lands I just got finished selling, and the money I lost already. I don't have anything. So the locher is now, the malva has a right to go to those people that bought the land and gets the land back. So also, the Baal Choyv came, Torfo Lechad Minayu. He collected one land worth $50. Hoder Rosvik Torf Lidach. Then he went and took the second land for the next $50. What? So the Maisa was, for Hoder Rosvik Torf Lidach. Yeah. Now, same story. Shoko Kuf. Now the person that bought the second property came to this guy now with $100 and said like this, Shaka Kuvzuz, he took $100. Okozala Gaven, he went to the Malva and told him, Viomale, he said to him, Ishov Lakho Kuvzuzi Lakhaya, if this property you took right now is worth $100, very good, like keep the first property, and the second property let me have, you already collected your $100. V'loib, if you want to say no, the first property is only worth $50. Therefore, you want to collect now the second property also. A shakol kuv zuzi. I'm paying you $100 right now. V'yistala can go away. If I get back my field right now. That's what he did. So, Salva Rabbi Yosef, Lamein Rabbi Yosef thought to say, again, Haino Mastitin, that's our Mishnah, you can't do this. If Yisraelim want to say that the property is worth more, we don't let them say that. Here also, you have no right to make this $50 property become have the value of $100. So Mulay Abaya said back again, Midami, what does one have to do with the other? Hosa mislub say the liasmi. And now Mishnah, we don't let the kids with the big ksuba collect because they're ruining it for the other kids, that their mother's ksuba is less. So therefore they're much happier now to make no ksubas born in Dichrin. So we don't let the other kids ruin it for the other ones. But Hoch over here, might say this lay. What does he lose out? Meya Yoyev, Meya Shokel. Lamaisa, the guy lent $100, and now he's getting $100 worth more. He's getting back his $100. So, let him do it. He can tell him, if you want to keep the field, very good. If not, here's $100 and give it back to me. So, Morris says again the same shalav atir for Bekama Kasvinin. So comes out now, the guy paid $100 to keep his ground, to keep his land. So now, how much money does he have a right to get back from the person he bought it from? For Tirfa, like how much of a shtar do we write him up that he has the right to collect that was taken away from him? Ravinu Amar B'Meya. Listen, he had to pay $100 to keep this ground, so he has a right to collect $100. That's what it cost him to keep it. Rav Aviyahu Amar No V'Chamishin. He only has a right to collect $50. That's how much the ground was really worth. That you paid $100, that shouldn't be taken away from you. Nobody asked you to do it. You should have let it be taken away, and you get your $50 back. That you paid $100 for it, that's your business. You only have a right to collect $50 what the karka is really worth. That you had to pay $100 for it, that's your own business. But really it was only worth $50, and therefore when it's taken away from you, you had to pay $100 for it, you only have a right to get back $50, and not more. All right, turn off. You know, the other case is, who garbled is a man, Teve Maski Bey Meyazuzi, that he owed somebody $100, he borrowed $100. Shochiv, and the person died now. Shofa Kitina Daria, he left over, the father left over to Eretz Yerusha, a small piece of land, Teve Shavya Chamishin Zuz, it was only worth $50. That's all the father left over. And the father owes somebody $100. So also the Baal Choyv now comes, and tells the kids, listen, I lent your father $100, I want to get paid back. So the Malva now comes and takes away this ground, this land. It's the karka that the Yorshim Yashin, he has a right to collect the B'chayva Sevim. So he grabbed it, Ketorif Lei. Ozo Yasmin, now the Yisraelim went, Yoyu Lei Chamishim Zuz, they paid him of $50. And so they paid him of $50, in other words, they bought the land back from him. They paid him up $50. Now, what happened was, the Ketorif law. Now the Baal Choy, the second time, went and grabbed the ground the second time. So in other words, he's saying, listen, you paid me $50, that's for $50 worth of the Choy. But I lent your father $100. So for the second $100, the second $50, I'm taking the karka back again. That's what this Baal Choy did. The question is, does he have a right to take it back or not? Is Osla Kaim with Abaya, they went in front of Abaya. Omulan, they said like this, Mitzvah li Yisoymim lefroya chayv aviyim. Is that true? There's a mitzvah upon the Yisoymim to pay up the chayv of the aviyim, of what the father owes. Therefore we say, Hanikam moi mitzvah vi avidusu. That the Yisoymim first paid him $50, that's the pshat Yisoymim now wanted to pay up the loan their father borrowed. Their father borrowed $100. And there's a mitzvah for them to pay up the money the father borrowed, so they pay back $50. Hashda now, Ketorif b'din Ketorif. Now when the Malva is taken and grabbing this ground, he has a right to keep the karka. This really is the karka that they say Mim Yasher from their father. It's Meshubit to the Baal Chayv. So the Baal Chayv has a right to collect it. Listen, I lent your father $100. True, you just paid me up $50. Very good. But you still owe me $50. And this karka is the karka from your father. I'm going ahead and keeping it. He has a right to. But v'lo yamorin, this was only said to lo yomru le hanu chamishim zuzi demei da'arya katina. Only if when the Yisraelim paid up to $50, they did not say like, listen, I'm buying this ground off you. Like, I'm giving you $50 now to buy the ground back. They didn't say it that way. But rather they only said, we're paying you $50 what our father owes you. Then it's good. Avol omrule. But let's say the kids told this person, Hani chamishim zuzi. That we're paying you $50, you should know. Dimei arya katina. That we're paying you to get back the karka. We know you took our father's land. We want to buy it off you. So we're paying you now $50 that we want to buy it back. If so, Hani chamishim zuzi. Dimei arya katini. Esaluke saku. Then what the Yashin bought back is not the pshat like the Yashin from the father anymore. No, they're buying it back right now. And it's like their own property. Because since it's the Yashin's own property, the Baal Chayv of the father has no right to collect it. So then they can't get this property back. Only if the property still stays like it's his father's property, really. That first the kids paid up $50. Okay, they paid up $50. They still owe another $50. So then the person has a right to take this land for the $50 that it's worth. But if when the kids pay $50 to him, it's because they want to buy the land back. In other words, they're not going to pay off the chayv of their aviyim. They're going to buy back the karka, so then they bought it back. Then this person has no right to grab the karka back a second time. apply it to who Gavro is a person, to Zavne Luxubosadime. There was a son that sold his mother's ksuba. And for some reason he had the right to sell it. And it's sad to say, if his mother's going to die, he's going to yashin it. So he sold the ksuba right now with the Tevis Hanor. The Tevis Hanor. In other words, there's a doubt if the person will ever collect the money. Because who says the mother's going to get a get? Who says the husband will die first? Maybe the mother will die first. Maybe there won't be a ksuba. So the guy buys it on a doubt. V'yomalei. And the son told the person like this. If my mother comes and argues when she gets a get that she wants the money, you should know, I'm not going to argue for you. She's going to have a right to collect the money. There's part of your doubt saw that my mother doesn't say anything. But if my mother comes and argues that she wants the money, then nothing doing, you can't get the money, she's going to keep it. That's what he made it tonight. Now what happened was, the mother died, and she didn't come and argue. So now that the mother died, and there is a ksuba involved, she got a get first, so the husband died first, so she has the right to collect the ksuba. So now this person that bought the ksuba, he wants to collect it. What happens though, now the kid comes, and the kid comes and argues and says, no, he wants the money for himself. So Rami Bachom thought to say, this kid has a din, Yerusha, he's yashming his mother, he's taking over his mother's rights. So just like if his mother would be here, she has the right to complain, she wants to keep the money. He thought to say, the kid also has the right to say he wants to keep the money. Mr. Gemara says no. Or Malay Rava said, Nidi Achrayis Dido LeKiblolei, he didn't accept upon himself that he'll have to pay if his mother keeps the money, but Achrayis Didei Mi LeKibol, but you yourself, the kid that sold it, you for sure gave up your right to keep the money. That's your sale. Your sale is that whatever you're going to get out of the ksuba, you're selling it to this person. Therefore, you have no right now to argue to say you want to keep the money. Omar Rami Bachoma. What's going to be Ruvain Shemocha Sodel Shimon Shloim Achrayis? Ruvain sold one of his fields to his friend Shimon without any Achrayis, as if to say, if a Baal Chayv comes and collects this karka from you, Shimon, don't come back to me. I have no obligations to you. I'm selling it to you at a cheap price, but I'm telling you, I owe people money, and if I can't pay them up, they're going to come and take this karka away, and there's no achrayis, I'm not going to pay you back. So Reuven sold it to Shimon without any achrayis. So Yosef Shimon, now Shimon was smart and did, Omochul Reuven b'achrayis. He went and sold the field back to Reuven, but with achrayis, saying, you know, if someone takes the field away from you, away from me, I want my money back. So Shimon sold the karka back to Reuven with Achrayis. That if somebody takes away from Achrayis, Shimon's going to have to pay him. And that's what happened.